This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Were you dreaming? What happened?
Oh, I just woke up from a dream. And you were there? And you were there? And you were there?
Help me.
What about me?
No, not you.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck, suck my tit.
Whoa.
Aunt May.
Whoa, I was trying to think of what the names were for the people on The Wizard of Oz, and I could not remember.
Spud.
Spud?
Yeah, I made that up.
Oh.
Spud.
I was like, well, Spud was obviously the fucking Cowardly Lion.
Right.
How
do you feel about The Wizard of Oz? Underrated or overrated?
I think it's like rated pretty well.
Yeah.
Because when
it's rated on.
Rated on. When I was little, I was like, ugh, yuck, this movie. My sister loved it.
Mm-hmm.
My sister went through a phase where we had to call her Dorothy.
Wow.
She loved it. She wore that gingham dress everywhere she went.
Yeah.
My sister was the black Dorothy of Lincroft, New Jersey.
That.
Until a teacher was like, you know you're Catherine, right? And she was like, I just pretend. And then she stopped pretending. And now my sister is the most literal person I've ever met.
That dialogue you just said felt like such a like desperate pilot's opening, like cold open. There I was, the black Dorothy of Linda, whatever you said. Like,
of Lincroft, New Jersey. Her hair is not combed. And she's just like, I'm just pretending.
Desperate.
And then they're like, there's a spin out. And she's like, and now I work in New York City as the editor of Vogue magazine.
Despy. ABC's Thursdays at 9 p.m. Please fucking watch.
Please watch it so network television doesn't die.
Please watch a new idea or else we have to bring back another show from the 90s.
It's so wild. Bring back a black show.
Oh,
bring back
yeah.
In Living Color.
Well, they kept living trying. Single.
Living Single I would take. Living Single is wild. Because it was created by a black woman who she's had a career, but she's never been able to create another show. And I'm like, what is that about? But whatever.
Racism.
We don't have to get into this. My favorite part of the theme
song.
Hollywood.
Remember at the end of the theme song where it goes, do, do, da, 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 ba.
Yes.
I love that. Ba. I love it so much. But we're not talking about Living Single.
No, we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Because this is
All-Stars
Drag Her.
And we're talking about RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Season 1, very hard to find. But
very hard.
I implore you to go to www.google.com. Put it in the little bar above the Googles.
And type this. I would like to watch RuPaul's Drag Race Season 1.
Mono, that is literally how I Google.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want a backpack. And at this point, it's a bit because I know how to Google, but I'll...
Of course.
But it's like a bit with myself.
I do that too with like porn. I'm like, beautiful dick, please.
That's so funny.
See what comes
up. I found this like porn star that like I'm obsessed with.
A porn store?
Porn star.
Oh, who? What's
He's
their
a
name?
Star.
What's his name? Because I like...
His name is Owen Gray.
Mm.
And I'm like obsessed with him.
You need to check out...
I love him.
There's so many fun
He's
porn
like
stars.
He's like kind of violent, but like in a way where I'm like, everyone consented.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's what I like. Her
I
name.
Like that. You know what's funny about me? I am such a little silly boy. Like, I don't usually like the kind of guy that looks like he's going to choke me out.
This is Owen Gray. Owen Gray will choke you out in a heartbeat. But let's get into All-Stars Episode 2.
Seamless.
So Mimi and Pandora
have
gone.
Latrilla won.
Latrilla won.
Wait, that's right.
What was her name? There were...
What?
Mimi, I'm first a box. What was her name?
Mandora.
What a terrible name.
It's doomed from the jump. Mandora.
It truly was.
Wait, I think Pimi is more fun.
Pimi is better. Mandora is like, we all gave up in the room.
Yeah.
That's our first draft for their team name. And
here's an alternate for Latrilla. Matrice.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's an alternate for Brown Flowers. Tamnina.
It's so funny that there are brown flowers.
Brown flowers is crazy.
It's such a funny name. I miss the double entendres.
Yeah.
Or rather, just sex jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brown
well,
flowers
we get some
is an
in this episode.
Overt sex joke.
Because we're back in the workroom. We have Shad saying we did not deserve to be in the bottom. What
and
do you think?
I don't think they're wrong.
I think they're right. Yeah.
I think they're right. I think their picture was terrible. I loved their runway, and I don't think they belonged in the bottom.
They just wanted something fun.
I think it was
fun.
a stunt.
Because after this, they're really like in the top way too much.
So
it's actually
much,
weird.
So much.
So then Raven says, Mimi is not an all-star to me. Like, I love her talking heads.
Okay, Raven?
Yeah.
Gives you good television.
Always.
Raven on her season.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking about Nicole Paige Brooks.
Right.
Talking about Tatiana.
Oh, yeah. Just be like, her runway was shit. Her book was shit. Her look is shit. She's shit.
She is literal shit.
Yeah.
And then
I love it.
I just like the affectation, because she's got these like puffy lips. I love her lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just kind of like dips her head to the side a little bit to like deliver the blow. And I love Raven.
I love her.
I'm a big old Raven fan.
Me too.
I need to, like, put in my calendar the next time she's performing at Mickey's because I think I want to go.
Yeah, I'll go.
She is so...
fun.
She's good TV. And
she's
talented.
She's great TV. But you're still on her side because you're like,
oh,
you're not lying.
You're not lying.
Where is the lie?
There is no lie
no
detected.
Lie. It's a bit harsh, but there's no lie.
She went through TSA and she did not beep. There is no lie.
She took the test. There wasn't a peak nor a valley. There is no lie. Have you ever taken a lie detector?
I have.
For a show for court?
Was I hooked up to it?
Were you hooked up?
I think
to
I don't think I had to take it.
Was it for like
so
a
it was,
show?
It was a show. It was a show on MTV called Safe Word. Me and my dear friend Amanda Seals were on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I believe, was hooked up to the lie detector. I was not.
Okay.
Maybe she, I don't remember how it went. But they asked her questions.
Okay.
I don't think I got to ask. I don't remember. Oh, I think I won that round and didn't have to be hooked up
right.
to it. I love a game.
Love a game.
I love a game. I also like, this is where they found out I didn't care about anything.
Right.
Because on Safe Word, it was like, all right, if you get all these questions wrong, we're going to tweet something from your personal account. Uh-huh. And I was like, go ahead. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, like for the show, can you pretend that you care? And I was like, sure. Yeah, and I'd be oh, man, do it.
Oh, no. I don't already have a story about a melted Snickers inside my pussy. No, I was I'll be embarrassed.
I don't have any secrets. I was like, I'm not on a show where like I would like be embarrassed if like the people on the show were like,
yeah,
you said what about us?
Yeah.
I was like, you got me at a bad time. I don't give no fucks.
I'm similar. I don't have secrets. And yeah. I was just talking about this with roomies the other day and I was like, I don't have secrets. Here, I look at stepdad porn. That's it. There it is. It's out there now. My one remaining secret is out. What are you gonna do?
So stepdad porn would be like, son, come in here. And he'd be like, you're not my real dad. And he'd be like, yeah. Great, let's fuck.
You're in trouble.
Really?
Show me your fucking hole. Yeah, really? It's that. It's a lot of that. It's there's trouble. Sometimes they're like, oh, your mom's gone for the whole weekend. Oops, we got close.
I just snorted.
I'm not proud of this. Can I reiterate this? That I'm not proud?
I am floored.
I'm not proud.
I'm not shaming your kink.
Okay, but it's a kink.
I'm never a kink shame.
Okay, I'm not proud, but it happens. And there's something about how truly forbidden it is that is like, oh, because like there's so little that's taboo anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in the 90s, just gay porn was taboo. Now we're over it.
I mean, and everyone's, you know, licking butts and doing anal. It's 2019.
Exactly. You want to shit on a rosebud. You can't wait.
I can't wait to have a dirty rosebud in my mouth.
Let's see what happens next is Chad.
Wait, can Chad. I just tell you?
What?
I love watching fat black women fuck.
Right.
And it takes me a long time to like settle in, get tucked in,
yeah,
and find a porn that I want to watch. If somebody knows, you can email me at baconcansave@gmail.com and let me know if there is a website dedicated to fat black women mm-hmm. fucking different types of men.
Yeah.
Where there was like a plethora that I could choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. Thank you.
I recently got fascinated with a porn where I saw like there was a series of like this man with just like the craziest giant watermelon ass and like a series of like toothpick style men fucking him. And I loved it. It was fascinating.
I found a couple that fucked in a Walmart bathroom, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But not in a sexy way. I was like in my room being like, oh, someone's walking in. Oh.
There's one with gay porn where they're like people fucking in like the windows section of Lowe's.
Oh, that's funny.
Love it. And okay. You can just see people. Okay.
I just like really started watching more porn.
Mm-hmm.
Can I fuck a porn star?
Yeah, of course you can.
How do you do that?
You hit them up.
I think letter?
Twitter flirt with them.
Oh, I'm really trying to fuck this Owen Gray man.
I think you should fuck Rocco Steele.
Who's Rocco Steele?
You will like it. He's got, I think I've described him before, he's got like the face of a pug.
No, I don't think
like
I want
this. The cock is as big as World
this.
Trade Center 1. What's it called?
Tower 1?
Tower 1. The new one. The new
wow.
one.
Wow. Honestly, I'm going to say our listeners are going to go too soon, Mono. And I'm going to say, not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Give me we more ordered 9/11 this joke. Jokes.
Oh, my God.
Amazon Prime me a 9/11 joke. Oh, I'm kidding.
It's fine. I'm Arab American. We can do it. I have a drag character named Osama Bin Shoppin.
Oh, boy. That's pretty funny.
Pretty testy. Okay. Latrice says she loves synergism.
Mm-hmm.
And Chad, this made me laugh. Chad says, oh, Mandora, that team really could have been the bomb.
Chad? It's so funny that, like, maybe people were still saying the bomb in 2012.
Maybe.
But, like, Chad made it dated.
Right.
Like,
you
Chad
can just tell.
At one point said sickening
yeah.
in an episode, and I was like, oh, do we still say sickening? And I was like, oh, yeah, I say it all the time.
You can tell. You can just tell. You can tell.
Chad is 89 years old.
One of my favorite things she ever did, because she always laughs at herself, is like when she's like, they're doing that video where they read mean tweets and mm-hmm. and like someone tweeted something like, RuPaul gave the crown to Chad because she knew he about to die soon. And it's Chad reading it and he laughs the hardest, which I was like, that's fucking cool.
Honestly,
when you can laugh at something like that.
If someone can really roast me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I laugh so hard.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, she's annoying. I don't like her. I'm like, I annoy myself and I don't like myself a lot of times.
Totally.
So like, tell me something I don't know. But like, if someone has like a really funny roast on me, I'll be like, this was very funny. A funny thing that someone said to me in a DM, they were like, I hate you and you're annoying. And I comb through my DMs because sometimes people will send me dirty things for my other podcast, Why Won't You Date Me, on the HeadGum Network. And I was like combing through it, and this person was like, I hate you, you're annoying. And I went, thank you so much. I hope you have a better day. And I hope that like me reading this made you feel better. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I really was having a bad day. Keep making people laugh, but not me, LOL.
That's honestly pretty funny.
It made me laugh so hard. And I almost responded with, maybe you should get into comedy. Like,
keep making people laugh, but not
but
me.
Not me. And then LOL.
Yeah,
it made
fair
me laugh
enough.
Really hard.
Truly fair enough.
Yeah, if you roast me, I'll giggle.
So speaking of, Rue does a little television joke.
Yes.
Jada laughs too hard in a way where I'm sure she didn't get it.
Yes.
Rue tells the joke of like a drag queen with a pit on her shoulder walks into a bar. Someone says, where do you find that thing?
West Hollywood.
They're everywhere is what the parrot says.
Oh.
Whatever. Jada laughs too hard.
Wait, the punchline isn't West Hollywood?
The punchline is the parrot says, they're in West Hollywood. You can find them everywhere.
Oh, I see.
It's very old school.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jada laughs too hard. And then they play a game called In Da Butt Roo, which is the newlywed game. Why do they call it In Da Butt Roo?
Because I don't... I think... I think it was just like to make it dirty and silly.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I don't know. I miss things like that.
I just there's no connection. They're just calling it this.
And In Da Butt Roo.
I love it. So then they're asked questions, and most of them don't really get how the newlywed game works.
Mm-mm.
You want to say something you think could possibly be on the other person's piece of paper.
What was my favorite thing that Tammy Brown said? That
That, I wrote it down. She's
that
like,
Nina
what kind of
wears grass as
yeah,
underwear?
Yeah, they're like, did she wear boxers or briefs? And then Tammy's like, let me smell the flowers. I have to smell the flowers. And then she says, grass! Like, smiling at Rue like a fourth grader. And she's like, because the grass is always greener.
And then Nina, who just holds up a sign, this is boxers. I was also like, Nina, you wear boxers?
Yeah, that's weird. I think boxers are fucked.
I don't like boxers. Boxers are like men being afraid of like something tight on their butts.
I think some people like dangle. I don't know. Some people like the dangle and freedom.
That's disgusting. Grow up and wear boxer briefs.
I agree.
If I ever fucked a dude and he pulled down his pants and there
boxers?
Was anything other than like
boxer briefs,
underwear
or
boxer briefs, I would be like, I'll still fuck you, but like this is bad.
No, if someone's wearing boxers, I look at them and I'm like, oh, who was the last person you killed? Like, how recently
or, like,
was it?
Or, like, you used to live in your mom's basement. And
I was about to say the same thing.
Why are you in arrested development? Are you, grow the fuck up?
What do you do for a job? Refurbish PlayStation 1s?
Because
you are stuck in a time lost. A land before time.
My dad never wore boxers.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, Dad, why don't you wear boxers? And he was like, because I'm an adult man. And I was like, okay.
Work.
All right. And I was like, Daddy, you're sickening. I get it.
Dada, you get it.
Daddy, I get it.
Work, Dada.
I once walked in. My dad was in the bathroom and I walked in on him because I, as a child and as an adult, do not know boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in and he was like, no, God, get out. And I was like, Daddy, it looks.
What did you say?
I was like, Daddy, it just looks so weird. Like, why? And he was like,
kids don't get
like,
boundaries.
Daddy. Well, I was like so confused because I had like seen my mother naked. I knew she had titties and I knew she had a puss. And then I was like, Daddy doesn't have any of these things.
Yeah. I never saw my dad naked, thank God.
Really?
I saw my mom naked.
Just once.
Yeah.
And it never happened again. My dad started locking the bathroom door. Also, like my parents would lock their bedroom door and I guess have sex. But I would always like try to get in and be like, what is happening in there? Is it like fun?
You were like a dog. My dog does that. My boyfriend's dog does it to this day where it's just like, whatever you're doing, you guys seem to be having a lot of fun. And we say, you can't be a part of this. It's a crime, dog. Ooh. If you be a part of it, it's a crime.
Millhiser will close his door. And sometimes, now as an adult, I'll be like, can I come in? Mm-hmm. What's happening? Hi. And like, his boyfriend won't be home, so like, nobody's fucking. But he'll be like, fine, Nicole, you can come in. And then I'll like, get in his bed. And he'll be like, I just made it. And I'm like, but I want to be near you. I'm fully still a child. Or a dog.
You're a dog.
Pretty close to a dog.
That's a good thing. Wait, okay. I need to say that Manila says, eatsy beatsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, which is also not helpful in this game. It doesn't help anyone.
No, you just, boxer briefs, underwear. Like,
answer short, unless you really don't want to win the mini challenge.
Which is insane.
Was there any benefit to winning this one?
No.
No,
I don't think
sucks.
It was last episode either.
No, there's no
mini
challenge.
No, they're just mini challenges for the sake of having a mini challenge.
Just for the sake of it being there. The Devil Wears Nada made me laugh. Can you go commando? What are your I don't like going commando. Me neither.
Well, okay. My thighs rub together. They chafe. I'm fat.
Me too. I have thick thighs.
But also I'm like, sometimes like I sweat. Like there's like thigh sweat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I don't wear underwear or shorts or something, like, would I just have, like, sweat dripping down my legs?
I do. I have. I've been in a pinch and I can't wear underwear. It sucks.
Yeah.
But it's more sweat.
That's not for me.
Awful.
And there's, like, a lot of ladies who will be like, ugh, with a sundress, I wouldn't be caught dead with underwear.
Right, because they want like, VPL?
Yeah, which is so, I just learned what VPL is.
Yeah.
Visible panty line, BB.
Panty.
I do
or penis,
not
in a better world,
give a shit.
Penis line.
Visible penis line, it's a treat.
The blessing.
I love seeing a man in basketball shorts. I love of a dick.
Oh my God.
I am the horniest person in America.
At my gym.
Like currently.
My gym's crazy. I go to a nice gym and it's in the middle of Hollywood. And it's I can't tell if it's the most triggering place for my body dysmorphia or it's good because it's immersion therapy. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you're trying to say.
Yes.
But I think it's more triggering. Because I think you think a lot of these people are actually working for their bodies.
Right.
But if you're paying $200 a month for a gym, maybe you're also paying for injections and nips and tucks.
Probably.
And, you know, maybe it's not fully natural.
Or your parents were Brazilian models from the jump.
You know, that happens.
But anyway, let's talk about hogs. I see a lot of hogs, and it's usually the straight guy who's showing off his hog.
Oh.
I saw a dick recently that literally was so big when I saw it, it like quacked at me. It was like quack.
Honestly, all I want is a dick to quack at me. Yeah. Marno, I'm so horny. If I don't fuck this week, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I'm gonna lose my mind. The other day I was talking to Sashir and I said, Sashir, I rubbed myself raw. I'm literally waddling because I injured myself masturbating. We gotta take a break. Maybe it's so I can like rub some ointment on myself.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
And we're back.
We're oiled, ointmented, and we have our chastity panties on.
And we're still at the mini challenge.
We're still at the mini challenge.
Talking about the mini challenge.
Very fair. Okay, so whatever. The mini challenge was whatever.
Who won it?
No, it doesn't.
Nobody won. Who cares?
No one. Maybe Brewjubi, but they didn't win any special.
No, it's so funny that I feel like nothing's truly wrapped up.
No.
It's like fun starts and then we're like, but we're having fun, right?
Right.
Who cares? It's fun.
I can't believe it. So then they're brainstorming now for Gaffin.
Yes.
The only time they've ever done Gaffin.
A messy challenge.
It's really messy.
Like,
they
honestly
need to deliver jokes while also doing character impersonations.
Yes. And then the first part of the challenge was with, oh my God.
Vicky Lawrence. Yes.
Very funny. Just really a treat to have on the show.
Yeah.
And like a get. Rue was gagged to have her there. Like, you could see how excited Rue was.
Right.
Because Rue, I think, is also a fan.
Yeah.
Rue's a fan of, you know, entertainment as well as being in entertainment, which is like the best kind of performer, I think.
Yeah.
You're like a student of the craft at all times.
Yeah, she loves it all. Who would you do for Gaffin if you have to do all these things, right? Because there's a couple components to it.
Well,
the cocktail party, the Howdy Roo, and the joke wall.
During the walk around,
okay,
when Latrice was like, a deep fried butter. And,
right.
And Roo goes, was like, rightfully, Paula Deen? And she goes, like, no, Oprah. No. I was like, that's a clue.
Yeah.
Do black Paula Deen.
It'd be hilarious.
Because then it's just like you have a racist woman voice through a big black woman. And you can like, you could actually like make a statement with your jokes.
Yeah.
That would have been so fun.
Use your point of view to make a really clever statement.
I would probably do Monique. Monique is
fun.
Monique is like she was my go-to impression when I would do impressions.
Or you also do a really funny. What's her name?
Emma Stone.
You do the black Emma Stone.
I do love doing Emma Stone, so I'd probably do one of those two.
Yeah,
or Cookie Monster.
Funny.
Those are like my three favorite impressions.
Because then everything's just like, you can be crazy
easy.
And it's funny.
If I'm Cookie Monster, it's like, all I have to do, you get cookies, you know, and then it's off from there.
And if you say anything human, it's like an added laugh.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
And you're like, I am late on rent because I buy too many cookies.
my relationship ended because of cookies. I loved, the impression I did was also like Nasty Cookie Monster. It was like,
yeah.
A is for anal. B is for bukkake. C is for cookie. D is for German chocolate cookie. Like it was
D?
Yeah. Wait, A, B, C, D. Yeah, that would be the next one. D. A, B.
German?
Oh!
Oh my God. You're a genius. And somehow that blew my whole sock off. My sock is gone. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
I've never been more embarrassed.
It's okay.
I've never been more embarrassed.
The sound was a D.
No.
No, that was bad.
It was a hard G. German is G.
No, it's a D. It's a D.
German chocolate cookie.
Honestly, that would be honestly, funny because then you could be like, I know cookies, not letters.
I can't believe I said that. With such confidence. Like, when my brain betrays me, it is like hard.
Mm-hmm.
It is fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to come back from. So I was doing, there was like this cake judging thing at this like foyer consideration thing, mm-hmm. and like Emmy stuff. And mm-hmm. the cake had, it was like a swimming cake. So okay. synchronized swimmers, there was two busts on the top.
Okay.
Three sets of legs on the bottom.
Okay.
And I went, where's the third torso? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, there's three sets of legs and like, two torsos on the top. So like, homegirl don't have a torso? And everyone was like trying to figure out what I meant.
What did you?
And then finally Jacques was like, their torsos are underwater. There's three down there and two up top. And I was like, oh my God. And I don't know.
I feel the same way.
My brain did that to me. And it was like, it was tough. I was like,
how
well,
do I come
I'm
back?
The
from
dumbest
this?
Woman in America. I'm so sorry.
No.
And I say things with such confidence.
I hear
D
you.
D is for German chocolate cookie.
I've done the same thing, Nicole, I promise you. And you're like, never been more confident. It's usually in an improv show, right?
Yep.
When you're performing and you're just going and you say something so confidently mm-hmm. and someone's like, what are you fucking talking,
what are you
about?
Talking about?
Michigan is in the United States. And you're like, oh, right. I tried to do a straight man move where I said it wasn't.
At improv shows where I found out that women have more than two eggs. At improv shows where I found out fish live in ponds and lakes. I was in a scene with Marcy and I said, well, good luck with fishing in a lake. And she goes, what do you mean good luck? And I was like, the fish are in the ocean. She goes, you don't think fish are in a lake? And I said, huh? And she was like, Nicole Michelle Byer, do you not think fish are in lakes? And I
That's
went,
very Marcy.
No. And she goes, well, where do you think? And then it was like a whole thing. And then I ended the scene with, well, fine then. Where does sushi come from? And then we were edited because it was like, we don't have time.
We don't have time
to dedicate the rest of the show.
Okay, let's get back to the app.
All Stars.
Okay, so wait. So Juju almost does Nicki Minaj. Probably best she didn't.
It's best she did Fran Drescher.
Yes. Raven is B. Arthur.
Who would you do? Sorry.
Oh, I would do Mario.
Okay,
because
smart.
Then you could, similarly to Cookie Monster, you can have some fun being mm-hmm. like, this is my truth and this mm-hmm. I can be human and not. I could do something edgier like Osama.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't let me do that.
They absolutely wouldn't.
No.
I love that you're like, I could do something edgier. You know, Osama bin Laden. But also, you're on a first name basis. You just said Osama.
Osama.
You know, my bad, Osama.
Well, you know, me and Osama did Young Life
sure.
back in 96.
Sure.
It was a really good summer. I think
Mario would be great.
Mario would be really probably my top pick. Mm-hmm. But what else? I think
you also do Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I would love that. And then you could be super 90s.
Yeah.
I also would do the thing where you go super historical because no one knows who that person is.
Correct.
Like Cleopatra. You can just make shit
fun.
Up and also be... Have fun with your.
They wouldn't let you. I guess, yeah, they couldn't say no to that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I would do. Let's see. Tammy Brown is Tammy Brown.
Well, she's Tammy Faye
Baker. Yes. Nina does La Lupe.
Yeah, and then on the runway, when she was like, I chose La Lupe because I figured people would not know who she was, and they could go and they could research her. And then Rue goes, yeah, our little, what did she say?
Our little trashy show
is trying to educate the masses.
Thank you for bringing culture to our little trashy show.
And I was like, damn, Rue. But also it made me laugh so hard.
Also, it's just like, it's just a miscalculated risk of like, we just need you to be funny. We don't need you to educate us.
Oh, and then I forgot to say that Latrice is playing Oprah, which I think is a terrible choice.
Mm-hmm.
I need everyone to stop playing Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah is... So
talk
like,
to me.
You would never play God in the Snatch Game.
Yeah, there's nothing
really...
So why
are you doing Ops?
It's really hard to make her funny because she's smart, she's self-aware, she's kind.
Yeah, and then, I mean, but also it's like so funny that like she didn't go into any Oprah tropes.
Right.
Like, I mean...
She did the you have a this, you get a this.
But that was about it. But it's like Oprah has her favorite things list that's infamously like... unattainable. She's got a book club.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's gained and lost, I don't know, 7,000 pounds.
Right.
You know, she once wheeled out the amount of weight she lost in a wagon and was like, that's off of me now. And the crowd was like, it is. And like the next episode had it all back. And she was like, I ate what was on the wagon. You know, like
I also think you could try to make people cry.
You know
what I mean? Like one of those segments should have been like, and how did that make you feel when you were at your
lowest? There is like, things that you can do.
Yeah.
But people don't think about people as a whole when they're creating these characters.
Right.
And then Manila, very funnily, did a very one note Madonna that was great.
Right. I liked it.
It was one note and it was perfect.
It was good.
She just like picked affectations.
Made fun of her sort of British voice.
Yes. That was basically it.
Yeah.
It was just the British voice and the gap teeth. But, like, she just kept with it and was fully in character.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I didn't need her to do anymore.
No.
It was
great. What about the moment where Rue is in the workroom? She's coming up to everyone. She talked to Alexis and Jada about the language barrier. That was a moment that didn't age so well.
No.
She talks about the language barrier. She's of course, trying to be supportive by being like, we just didn't want, it's about timing, and you know that. But, like, I just wonder if, like, it was a poking that. Hasn't aged so well. It was a hair.
And it like bleeds into this year when you have Plastique, when she was accused of leaning too hard on an Asian accent.
Right.
And then she said that was her accent. Mm-hmm. And then that was like a whole, you know, fucking debate amongst the people. So it is interesting on the show that like a language barrier is a thing because a lot of Americans just can't get behind the language barrier. I think that's what it is. I think it's like you're more uncomfortable about this language barrier than they are.
It also speaks to like, I think queer performers a lot of times end up portraying simplified versions of themselves because we're so used to trying to make other people comfortable with comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the quickest way to disarm someone is to pick something
like
your identity.
Yeah.
Self-deprecation.
But I will say this. In Yara's season, I think it was a roast or it was some sort of comedy challenge.
Stand-up challenge.
Oh, it was a stand-up challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And she played a character
who was a little person.
Yes. And she said, I have a friend who's little. It's okay.
Did not explain it well in the workroom.
No.
She did a wild job on stage.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
It was really funny.
I still don't really know what she was saying.
No.
But like I've watched Spanish improv and I've laughed and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I think you could say it's about timing, but I don't think you could, like, you don't have to make it about language.
Uh-huh.
You can say it's about timing. And honestly, ladies, if you want to use Spanish, you can.
Yes.
I think that's like a very cool thing that could have happened.
I do too.
I think, and then we don't get Puerto Rican queens anymore, which is like a bummer.
Yeah, I wonder. There's been a little bit of, there have to be Latinx queens there. Like Sugar Cane was Latinx.
I know yes. But usually we would get a queen from Puerto Rico.
Our really rocks.
51st state. Like, also, guys, Puerto Rico's a territory. They're part of the United States.
Yeah. Get
also,
over it.
So are the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Their name is? The U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Which is something I had to say to a friend months ago.
Really?
And also, I just said, D is for German chocolate cake. If I know more about our territories than you, you gotta start reading.
You gotta pick up a damn book.
Truly, an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I get why it's a complicated conversation. We're trying to say we want to celebrate people. we understand. I don't know. They don't have to be that, but we want to celebrate those cultures. Mm-hmm. We want to hear more of them. And I don't know. Maybe we can bring up the fact that there are sometimes where, like, how someone approaches the language, like, decides a little bit too much mm-hmm. in terms of their performance in the competition, which it shouldn't.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Shad is Lucille Ball and Bette Davis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I thought the Bette Davis was pretty good.
I thought Betty was incredible. Lucille is iconic.
Uh-huh.
I grew up watching Lucille Ball.
Love her.
So it was very much like, you got very few of her mannerisms.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't... Lucille Ball is pretty wacky.
She's nuts.
And it was like, you weren't wacky. You didn't have... Also, Lucille Ball is joyful.
Uh-huh.
Chanel didn't have any joy.
Right. She's hyper-expressive.
She's too poised.
Yeah, she has that kind of like childhood like wonder in her eyes.
Yes.
I get it though. That's a hard, I would never try to impersonate someone that
not like
funny.
That. Not like Lucille. Like when I was little, I would just watch I Love Lucy and I never really knew what was happening because I was little.
Uh-huh.
But I just knew, I was like, that lady is funny.
It's like it's like music.
Yes.
Everything
she did.
You just know it when you hear it.
Was so funny to me. And then I was like, her husband's useless.
Yeah.
And I love that. I was just like, he sucks and I like it.
Can you believe how hard and crazy must have been like for her to break through and like how
it is
crazy.
But then it's just like, when you watch it, you're like, oh, because she was 100 times more talented than everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Although Ethel is also very
I love her.
She's so funny.
And Vivian something. Vivian Vance?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, she's amazing.
Great.
Okay, let's talk about the gaffe. Let's talk about each of the segments. The cocktail party, where you're all dancing, there's a super sudden stop, and you have to hit him with a punchline.
Oh, and my favorite, I gotta say, was Latrice going, what was the first line?
It was like, I heard you had a party.
I heard you had a, uh-oh. Are we going to take two or do it again?
All right, here we go.
And that killed me.
That was so funny. some of these jokes are a lot better than the other ones, which I wanted to say, who wrote these jokes? Did the pair have to write the joke?
I think the pair wrote the jokes.
Because the first two were pretty good.
I think so.
And there was like a cereal fruit nut joke, and I was like, that's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's old school, but it's like, and the other ones were just madness.
I think those jokes hold up.
Yeah. There was a rotted cherry joke that was pretty solid.
Funny.
And then the other ones were really rough. The one from Brown Flowers and Jar Alexis.
The Brown Flowers one was bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
And Jar Alexis, I really think they could have done that joke in Spanish.
Right.
And I think it would have hit.
Even if it was like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah.
And then they get the button after that.
Yes. And then we get to go to the doors.
We have Howdy Roo first.
Oh, yes. Howdy Roo. Where, what did Latrilla say?
I don't know. Something about babies.
No,
African
they were like,
babies.
Hi, Lou.
Oh, Roo Juby fucked up. And they were like,
oh,
Howdy
yes.
Roo.
Sorry, Roo
Juby. And she's like, wait, your script means you should say Lou. Your script is loose, so I correct you.
Uh-huh.
That was insane.
It was very funny.
And then Latrilla did this African baby joke.
I didn't mind it.
It works fine.
I'm Madonna. I'm here for African babies.
That makes fun, because you're making fun of a powerful woman.
A powerful woman who adopted two little African babies.
Yes.
And then on Instagram called her white one the N-word.
Wait, really?
This was years and years and years ago. I was like, you have black ones. Why are you calling the white one the N-word? Very weird.
That's awful.
It was very weird.
I don't like that at all.
No, it was so strange.
I think in the How to Do segment, the Charo cocaine joke was pretty good.
I thought it was very good. I thought it worked really well.
That
also,
joke worked.
Also, Yara's Charo, or Chara? No, Charo.
Jada's Charo, yeah.
Was so funny.
Yeah.
And she looks so much like her.
A little better than Sugar Cane's.
Well... Yara has a frenetic energy.
Yes.
That I think Charo also has.
Yes.
I think Sugar Cane is a little too put together.
Yes. To be a Charo.
Yeah. But I do
now
love me
joke.
Some Sugar Cane.
I love Sugar Cane, but I was just like, I hate to compare, but I'm comparing the Charos we saw.
Well, we have enough episodes of Drag Race where everything's repeating.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, the joke wall. I think they could bring back the joke wall. They never will, but they
could. And I think if they just practice timing with it, it would be great.
Yeah.
Because you just open it faster.
Uh-huh.
And then say you're
Hold
joking.
On to those knobs.
Get out.
Yeah.
And you better believe I love me some Tammy Brown having trouble with her knobs.
Yes.
Going, is it me? I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody.
One of her jokes was, Victoria Parker or Miss Piggy, honk, honk. And then she just like... What?
Yeah.
And then she has the rubber chicken who makes the noise. That like rubber chicken.
It was honestly fucking perfect.
She's
and
great.
Then Alexis Mateo really let me down. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then there's the pies in the face segment.
There was a lot to this messy ass challenge.
Yeah. Raven's B. Arthur is way too filthy.
Raven's B. Arthur I did not think was too filthy. I thought there wasn't any joy in it.
Oh, okay.
Bea Arthur is a stoic woman, or was a stoic woman, uh-huh. who there was... The reason why you like characters who are mean is because there's a twinkle.
Uh-huh.
And you know that somewhere deep inside they do love the person. Like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia would not have lasted for 10 seasons
uh-huh.
if you didn't know that they loved each other.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditionally, even though they're shitty to each
right.
other.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the Golden Girls. They lob insults at them at each other
right.
in a way where they get the insult and they're like, yes, thank you. This makes me more powerful. Here's one for you.
Right.
And I think we were missing the joy in that from Raven.
You can't, like, having comedic scenes with people who just hate each other is really hard.
Yeah.
It's like you, that's why it's like everyone should be your best friend. Like, but okay, yeah, they should be your best friend. That way you can disagree with them.
Yes.
And it comes from this place of like, no, mm-hmm. no, I like you too much yes. to let you pull that shit on me.
Yes.
And then it's a relationship and that's what people want to see.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. That is acting 101.
There you go.
101.
They're preparing for the runway and almost everyone's worried. I think.
Yeah, because it was a long challenge.
It's strange.
With three parts to it, where I think you get lost. And then you go, I don't know. I don't know who's in the lead.
Yes.
I think Chad was like the only person who was like pretty confident that like they liked what they did.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I like about these earlier seasons though, where you're just like, that
it's
was a
anybody's
disaster.
Game.
And that was just a disaster, and that happened and we dealt with it. It wasn't like that polished where, like, yeah, if people fucked up, they fucked up, and we all had to deal with it.
I also loved how, like, people swung for the fucking fences.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say that Alexis Mateo wasn't trying her hardest.
Right.
And, like, was doing what she thought was the best.
Of course.
As, like, nobody played it safe in that challenge.
We also ask so much of these drag queens on the show. We ask them to do comedy, uh-huh. looks.
And to sing.
Right.
How loud.
It's wild. It's wild. So,
honestly,
okay.
I watched last night Roxy Andrews, Where My People At?
Where my people at?
I watched it.
Tamar Braxton.
No. This is the challenge where they're singing.
Okay.
In the recording
Can
booth.
I get an amen?
Yeah, can I get an amen?
Yes.
I was watching that last night right before bed, and I was like, this is so mean. We made them sing a song.
Sing. If
we
you
made them do We Are the
gig,
World.
Go out and buy a lace front wig. And Coco's mad because she's like, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. If you don't have a gig, doesn't make sense that you have to go buy a wig.
You have a gig. That's why you would buy the wig.
Yeah.
My God. And then Rue's singing in it. It's
strange.
They should bring that challenge back.
Yes.
That was a good challenge.
It's weird, though.
It was weird.
I lost all hope today.
Bring back Lucian.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. So many canceled. Okay. Manila talks about dating.
Find out that she dated women.
Yes.
Manila, he dated women.
Yes. And, oh, my God, a story of him, like, trying to take his life when he was younger.
Yeah, which is, like, a huge bummer and truly glossed over.
Yeah.
We did not unpack that anymore.
No.
And it, like, bums me out. So I just did this, like, benefit for the Trevor Project, and they were like, why is it so important? And I was like, because your sexuality should be the least of your concerns. Like, we live in a very crazy world mm-hmm. where, like, who you love shouldn't dictate how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. Unless you're, like, cheating on somebody and, like, you're being all devious. Like, mm-hmm. you should love who you want to love. It's, like, so fucking crazy that anyone would want to kill themselves based on sexuality. It bums me the fuck out.
I can't wait till we get to look back in history and being like, wait a second, what?
Yeah, like people were doing what?
We cared about where you put your fucking penis.
Right? Like, hopefully sexuality becomes an obsolete topic, kind of like how they were like, we used to give cocaine to babies to make them stop crying.
Jesus Christ.
You know? Like, they did some wild shit back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, like, human rights are valued right now.
It's so truly
it's
bonkers.
So tragic.
I cannot handle it sometimes.
Can't do it. Can't do it. But yeah, sexuality's boring. It's honestly boring.
It is, because you like, find out that, like, someone fucked somebody that you didn't think they fucked, and then what? What do you go home and think about it? Like, what right? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who fucking cares?
My little
cares?
Wiener made a spook. Ah. It got a little spooch coming out of it. Did I say a weird word?
I don't know. It seemed hateful.
We'll take it back.
Your wiener made a spook?
Oh, my God.
It just sounded,
I meant to say a spooch.
Hateful in a way? I don't know why. How weird.
That's bad.
Yeah, my fucking pussy queefed out and queefed out I don't know. What's lady cum?
A squirt.
My pussy queefed out a squirt?
A squirt. You love to squirt. Let me show you how you do it, sis. Have you seen that video about squirting?
No.
Oh, we got to watch a video.
Is that how it starts?
It's about
Wait, we have
babe
to talk about the
squirt
runway.
Pillow.
We've really gone off the rails in this episode.
Wait, hold on, really quick. Tammy Brown talks about going to prom. She talks about wearing matching underwear so that if she's found dead, they'll say, hey, at least she wore matching underwear.
And I was like, that's the thing my mother used to tell me. Also, Tammy Brown, are you... Oh, she did go to the prom in drag.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I truly was like, were you just wearing like underwear? I was confused. Also, we find out that Manila was dating Sahara Davenport.
Yeah, of course.
Rest in peace, which is
Rest
like a
peace.
Real bummer.
Real bummer.
Also, Tammy if you want to hear a fun Sahara Davenport antidote, listen to my podcast, Why Won't You Date Me with Shangela? Because Shangela gives us some tea about being on Drag Race, and Sahara does this very nice thing for her. It's fun.
Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. Tammy Brown touches people's butts and says, tootsie, tootsie, and give me the scooter.
Which, and then we get Raven saying she wants to be in her braid for an hour.
Yes.
And that was weird when she touched the butt and she's like, give me a scooter. Because I did not really understand.
No. No one understood.
Scooter
just
is.
Said sexy orangutan, shake it and do your thing. She's
so
a mystery.
We get the runway.
Yes, Rue's wearing the sort of Versace green and yellow.
Beautiful, if stunning.
J-Lo was Rue.
Gorgeous. She's perfect.
Let me get to this moment.
So we have our quintessential judges. We have Meryl Ginsburg.
We have Meryl Ginsburg. We have Gigi Lavangi Grazier.
Just kidding. We have Michelle. We have Vicky Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Santino.
Oh, and Busy Phillips.
And Busy Phillips.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Wait, who else is there? I'm trying to think of the other funny season 3 judge. They have someone from like Battlestar Galactica, and they're like,
do they?
And like they do that thing still where like they make people pretend to know who it is. They're like, and of course, from Battlestar Galactica, Cassandra Vivi. And everyone's like, work.
Which is so funny because it's like, nerds, I don't know if they're watching drag. Like, what a small niche group of people who know drag queens and Battlestar Galactica.
I know.
No offense if you're one of those people.
No offense.
Okay, so we got your
Alexis. We got 60s gorgeousness glam runway.
Cute.
Really
cute. I love this block, this like... stained glass window dress. It's like quintessential 60s.
The hair is very 60s.
The hair is there. I think Alexis Mateo looks stunning.
Alexis Mateo is doing like it in a different way that's still really gorgeous.
Yes.
She's doing the secretary version.
And then we get a reveal, a very quick reveal.
Jada's body's unbelievable.
Sickening.
She's wearing this yellow floral print 60s bathing suit.
Little bikini, little high rise.
Unreal.
They both look adorable.
I can't believe how hot they look. They're great.
Then we got
Latrilla.
And I really like this look.
Yeah.
So it is a little mallish.
Yes. Do you think the colored tights almost take it down a notch?
Kind of. I wish the tights were white or black, and I wish she was in a boot.
Right.
She's wearing a pump and some blue tights. She looks a little bit like a Smurf on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then cross-eyed on top. She's a full-blown cartoon, but I'm here for
right.
it.
Right. And
I love Latrice. I love this look.
Wearing some sort of like a sparkle caftan
yeah,
with a belt.
With a belt and then like a black nudie hose and a pump.
Yes.
Big hair.
Honoring some Diana Ross moments.
I'm here for it. I like Latrice in a short dress.
I do too.
She wore a lot of gowns in All Stars and it was fine.
Too many gowns.
Oh, this is the outfit I'm talking about with Chad. This black and white ensemble
is nice.
Is everything. And her padding
is
sick. Like she looks good.
She has such subtle padding. It's pretty impressive.
It looks so good. Like her hips just pop.
Yeah.
And then the makeup is cute. And then I really, really, really think Chanel looks adorable.
She does. I like that.
It's a soft look. She's usually very severe.
That's right. They're serving like very different looks. One's a fembot and one's the Austin Powers party girl.
Yes.
A lot of this Austin Powers. My main thing with this runway is like a lot of the looks are pretty similar, but I still love them.
I think it's hard to like really explore the 60s.
Yes, I agree.
I feel like the 60s was like a pretty...
Yeah.
Well, as time has gone on... Fashion has been able to, like, get wider, I think.
Yeah.
And then, like, now the 90s is coming back, but also, like, a hint of the 80s. Mm-hmm. But also, you can wear bell-bottoms again with the 70s.
You can wear anything.
So it's just, like, anything goes. Who fucking cares? Look
no
your
one
best.
Cares. So here we have Rujubee. They're giving
and
secretarial
see,
cool
I
60s chick.
Like the colored stockings on them.
This works better
a little bit
somehow.
More, and I don't know why.
I think because both of them are rocking... A solid print dress with the
and
colored stocking.
And a chunkier heel.
Yeah.
I think a chunkier heel kind of forgives the colored stocking and doesn't make it look as like.
Yes.
Oh, boy. You have bopping Tammy Brown bopping down the runway.
Yeah.
Her little knobby knees wearing a little negligee.
Do you think? So I think Nina looks really 60s fierce.
Yes. And I do love those orange go-go boots.
Do you think Nina doesn't? I mean, I think I buy the dress as 60s, but I could see how the rest doesn't really give me 60s.
Who, Nina or Tammy?
Tammy, I mean.
No, Tammy's wearing a little 60s negligee. That's like very Valley of the Dolls after having a doll.
Yeah, nothing was bad. Everything was good.
I think everyone looked really stunning, and I think this was a very tough runway to judge.
Yeah.
I think everyone looked really, really
perfect. Everyone looked really hot. Truly.
So then we find out that Rujubee wins.
Yes. I believe you are correct on this.
Am I?
No,
oh,
no.
What happened?
Wait, no,
oh,
I
Oh, wait,
think...
shit. No, I'm
no,
very wrong.
No, you're wrong. It's Jarlexis wins the challenge, which is very controversial.
Oh, yes. That's why I think... Okay.
But
oh,
Chato,
yes, because nobody liked her B. Arthur, but they liked the Fran Drescher.
Right.
Because
Shad and Latrilla are safe.
Yes. I don't think your Alexis should have won. Because I really think Alexis Mateo brought that group down. Like, I do not think her Shakira was good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a crunchy Shakira.
Yeah. I think you're right. It just didn't pop. It was like, okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
like
fine. It was
like 25% her.
Being Alexis Mateo.
Yeah. So then
but like
Rujubee's...
without her stuff, like where is the bam?
Yeah.
Where is the stuff that she was doing all on her season? But
right.
I guess you evolve. I guess you grow. And she didn't realize that like bam is branding.
Right. Remember how funny? Because her snatch game was really good. Her snatch game was.
Was that
Alicia Keys?
It was bad, but good.
I don't know why. Maybe it was an accident, but it was a good accident.
It was funny.
Bought it.
Oh, I think the critique was like they didn't like the ensemble.
Yeah.
It was a little like preschooly.
Yeah. But somehow Jarlexis wins. Shad, Latrilla, and Rujubee are safe. No, I'm sorry. Shad and Rujubee are safe.
Yes.
And Latrilla and Brown Flowers
yes,
are in the bottom.
Oh, okay. Because Latrice has to lip sync against...
Tammy,
which I thought was an odd choice.
Yeah.
To make Tammy lip sync. But then Tammy's kind of doing a great job.
I thought she did great.
Like
it's certainly redemption from her first lip sync.
But I think it was like a song that was like in a style that was good for her.
Yeah.
It wasn't like hip hop and it wasn't like too poppy.
Right.
You know, it wasn't Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
It wasn't Break the Dawn.
No.
That was
It wasn't a Destiny Child song. Yes.
Okay.
I think she went home on Break the Dawn. Yes, she did.
Which is...
And Santino says... I just watched you lay on the train tracks.
Santino's so...
Mean.
Mean and... Santino would get read to filth by the fandom now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be so wild.
It would be bad for him. So I do want to say, I love Tammy so much. I'm sad she has such an emotional wall up. Like, I
Tammy?
Just, yes.
Yes, but then I love that Vicky Lawrence is like, I just want to have her. She's the queen I would have come out for an hour.
Just walk around.
Just watch her walk around.
Yeah.
And then I loved when Tammy was in the workroom and Rue was like, do you deliver jokes? And she was like, I just dance and make noises.
And she's like, okay, but we need you to deliver jokes. And she
was
like,
I don't want to do that. She like literally was like, I don't want to do that.
She just smiles at her once again like a little kid where I'm like, that would scare me.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm like, please talk to me like an adult.
I need her to come back to All Stars 5. Like if she does not come back, I'm going to write a very strongly worded letter.
Please.
To World of Wonder.
Boop, boop, bop. Call up Rue.
Boopity, boop. Hi, Rue.
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 We want you to have her back on so she can yell at you some more for having, having her on your successful show. So this was a good lip sync. I think Tammy was more genre on it, but Latrice is a more dynamic
really,
performer.
She just serves it.
Yeah, that's
tough.
I can
watch Latrice, you know, read the fucking phone book.
We don't want to do it. Later, in the next episode, we'll talk about how Tammy talks about spinning your head round and round. My comedy's a little wry. Put some butter on it. All that good stuff.
That made me laugh really hard.
So good.
My comedy's rye. Put some butter on it.
Smile.
All right. Well,
so Tammy and Nina go home.
Yes, unfortunately. And Nina is really gutted. And truly, Tammy was like, were we on a television show? Tammy did not care.
No.
But Mono, we have to wrap this up.
We have to go. You guys need to rate and review us on the iTunes.
Yes, please.
Do you like us?
Do you like us?
Do you think we're pretty?
Am I a good girl?
Please reach out to us there. Tell us what you thought about the episode, what you agreed with and didn't agree with. We love y'all.
We love you.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta, 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 ta-ta. Woo!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.